Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap for Saturday, August 31st, 2024. Starting off with major news from Australia's banking sector. Our banks stand under the beam of parliamentary inquiry this week. Heads of the Commonwealth Bank and Westpac are preparing to testify with a call for added clarity and fairness from Treasurer Jim Chalmers. This inquiry is largely due to recent fluctuations in interest rates, as well as the concerning increase of financial scams affecting Australians that cost us a whopping $2.7 billion just last year. This matter is taking center stage on Thursday with the Commonwealth Bank and Westpac, who will be followed by executives from NAB and ANZ on Friday. Shifting gears to insurance, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority reports insurers are preferring to cut their household coverage losses. The industry saw an upward trend in the March quarter with net earnings of $1.41 billion, a gain from the previous quarter's $938 million. Notification also of improvements to short-tail household insurance losses, showing a drop to just $194 million from last year's $681 million, along with a dip in claims to $2.45 billion. Further headway noted in other short-tail property sectors, with domestic motor insurance profits resting at $275 million and commercial motor at $61 million. Turning our attention now to superannuation. The Super Members Council is pushing for legislative reforms to rectify Australia's unpaid super crisis. Disturbing figures outline $5.1 billion in super unpaid during the last financial year, and a staggering $41.6 billion over the last decade. The ones most affected? Mostly lower-income workers, migrants, women, and those in insecure jobs. The urgency is ever rising to align super payments with paydays, establish ATO recovery targets, and to support super recovery after company insolvency. Proposed reforms are on the cards for 2026, but for now, the antiquated quarterly system prevails. Finally, an update on inflation as we see a reduction to 3.5% in July, down from June's 3.8%, largely propelled by the Australian government's $300 energy bill relief fund. Treasurer Jim Chalmers applauds the impact of these subsidies, but reactions vary across the financial sector, with some experts casting doubt and concern over the temporary relief not addressing underlying inflation issues. The RBA's upcoming cash rate meeting on September 24th remains under the microscope. That's all for today's wrap. Stay informed and stay secure with Financial Services Online. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, this is Paige Estrotori signing off.